Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Actually, I'm sorry. It's Dr. Ing's 10 of 10. We lose track of the days of the week. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be intentional as we take in three deep breaths, that we are breathing in the life of God, the energizing breath of Spirit. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. Before we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention down into your heart space, into the cave, the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious to be present for the next 10 minutes or so as we commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the Spirit of God in us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing a portion of Psalm 106, while Psalms Profane, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Giver of life, we praise you. Bestower of all gifts, we give you thanks, for your steadfast love endures forever. Who can tell of your generosity in all generations, the rich variety of the living cosmos? Blessed are they who recognize the gift and who follow the precepts of your life at all times. You remember us, O beloved, as we journey through life. Help us to live the mystery, that we may fulfill our divine destiny, that we may co-create with you, that we may live into our divine birthright. Stand by us, that we may become poor in spirit, acknowledging our own weaknesses that lead us astray. Teach us to be patient with ourselves, that we might offer the gift of patience to others. Oh, that we might learn to be calm, to persevere with utter trust, as we face the fears that bind us. We yearn for all that will bring us new life. We long for your very presence among us. Comfort us, O beloved, with the tranquility of your spirit. Lead us into calm waters. Yes, the Comforter will nourish our souls and gentle us, that we may be pliant in love's hands. The earth will reap the blessings of those who become beneficent and live with integrity. We listen for your voice, O giver of the journey, and we praise you with grateful hearts. Breathing life of all, we hunger for you, and we thirst for purity of heart. Awaken us to all that is holy, to the sacred, that our lives may be a reflection of you, for we love you, and in our hearts we will do your will. Breath of the merciful, teach us the way of compassion, that we may heed the cries of the poor, that we may be merciful to those who live in the bonds of prison, illness, and loneliness. And may we be strong voices in support of justice. May we offer forgiveness as a healing balm. O giver of life, birth of all that is, source and ground of being, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, giving thanks for the gift of life, the gift of the very air that we breathe, the gift for the sun that shines, and the gift for everything that we so take for granted. In this moment, as we consciously open up our hearts to express our deepest gratitude for all that you bless us with, continuously and unceasingly, to the beating of our hearts, and to our food, our shelter, and everything else, we just come into this moment consciously to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you thanks for life itself. At this time when life is so confusing, so disturbing, so everything that I do not have words, I know that your spirit within us grants us the peace that passes all human understanding. Let us anchor ourselves in the awareness and the remembrance that we are from you, and to you we shall return. Let us hold in our hearts all who are grieving collectively as well as individually. Let us remember, Mother, Father, God, that your spirit, that your life, that your presence is eternal. It takes form in myriad of ways, as our teacher reminded us, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we're holding in our hearts all those that are busy giving of themselves selflessly for the good of others, the doctors, the nurses, all the attendants, the delivery drivers, the people still working in transportation, the farmers, and everyone else that I may not have named. May we offer prayers for their continued well-being and health. May they have whatever it is that they need, that they may do their job safely. Beloved Mother, Father, God, source of all that is, ground of being, may your infinite wisdom guide our leaders as they govern us through these interesting times. May we come back to the remembrance when this is all over, that truly we are one kind, humankind, and that may we offer kindness, compassion, care, consideration, acceptance, and love for all. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. You know the individual needs of each of your children, for those that are suffering from the effects of locusts, those that are in prison, those that are in refugee camps, those that are seeking just to be themselves. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So we give thanks for your infinite grace that knows no limit, that knows no bounds. We give thanks for your eternal blessings that has been with us from the beginning of time and will be with us to the end. We give thanks for your continued mercies. That is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. As we let this prayer settle in our hearts, and repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God. No, I'm sorry. I am the power of God.
I am
within and without. Eternal and unceasingly.
I am the power of God within and without. And so,
take a deep breath in. As we allow the sentiments to just dwell within us. Divine beloved, I wish you a very blessed Thursday. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Be well, be healthy. Peace and blessings.